Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Shares for Beginners. Weekend Watchlist.
G'day and welcome back to Shares for Beginners Weekend Watchlist, where we'll be taking a close look at an individual company, sector or ETF that you may wish to consider for your watchlist. It's not a recommendation to buy, but a way for you to learn how experts screen for value. Joining me today is Jason McIntosh from Motion Trader.
Phil, thank you for having me back.
So Jason, today we're talking about Kleos Space. The ASX code is KSS. Kleos is an emerging player in the space industry. Jason, let's have a look at this company.
Yeah, Phil, I love a good space story, and this certainly...
Don't we all? It's like Star Trek, isn't it?
It is a bit, and this one certainly fits the bill. So what Kleos is doing is they use clusters of satellites to collect radio frequency data across maritime areas around the globe, and then they use that data to detect and geolocate illegal or hidden activities. So this is stuff like drug smuggling or people smuggling, illegal fishing. There's border patrol breaches they can pick up. So it's got these really broad uses within the defense, security, and maritime intelligence. So what they did, they launched an initial cluster of satellites in November last year. And the company plans to launch two additional clusters sometime mid-year, so around now, and then late in 2021. So that'll give them a total of 12 satellites. And overall, they're targeting a constellation. It's like, I love these words they use, a constellation of up to 20 satellites. And every time they put up a cluster, they say they get better intelligence data, and then that's then sold. And the more clusters they get there, it generates higher value data sets. So look, what they're saying is they've got really good interest from things like navies, coast guards, defense, border control agencies, and they're targeting around 50 active subscribers by year end. And they've got a pipeline of over 160 prospects. Now, the thing with this sort of business is that the opportunity really is huge. So management's saying that the addressable market for the geospatial technology sort of area is predicted to reach around $550 billion US by 2025. And now you look at a company like Kleos, they've only got a market cap of $150 million. So if they're successful in rolling out what they're doing and executing on their plans well, tapping into this big market, you can see how there's a really lot of upside potential in this sort of company. Now, they're currently transitioning to operational status, and they're anticipating annualized revenues of around $7 million by year end. So it's an interesting company. They're not just talking about doing something. They're actually in the process of doing it. And I think it's one of those ones which is like well worth having a close look at.
We've often heard the term software as a service, but this company is data as a service. Is this a category?
Yeah. Look, it's a new and growing category, and they've got some really interesting technology which they're starting to deploy. And look, if they can gain traction in the sort of the marketplace which they're aiming at, as we were saying, it's a very big market for a relatively small company to be tapping into, and that's where the potential is.
So isn't it expensive to launch a satellite? Do they actually launch their own satellites?
Yeah, no, they look, they don't have their own rocket program. What they do, they send up satellites on board one of Elon Musk's SpaceX rockets, the Falcon 9. The Falcon 9 rocket takes it up there. And I love this bit. They don't actually hire the whole rocket. It's done through something called a rideshare contract. So, you know, I thought rideshare was when you got a cab home with your mates, but apparently you can get satellites into orbit on rideshare rockets nowadays. And when we think of a satellite, you probably think of something like the size of a car, but the satellites that Kleos are using, they're only really small. They're called nanosatellites. They're about the size of a shoebox. So that's sort of like where technology has gone, in that you can have these really small devices orbiting the Earth, but producing these valuable data sets. And look, if you wanted to do something like this, say 20 years ago, you'd probably have to, you know, go talk to NASA and book a mission on the space shuttle. But, you know, nowadays it's just call Elon, get on the Falcon 9 and, you know, it couldn't be easier. So it's space is becoming more accessible for companies to access. And that's making it possible for a company like Klaus to come up with this technology and potentially make a very profitable business from it.
What caught your eye about Klaus then?
Well, it's one of those companies that turned up in my momentum scans. So what I'm doing, I'm scanning the market for stocks that are showing upward price momentum. And this one came up in my scans back in March when it was just starting to move higher after a period of not doing very much. And the really interesting thing with momentum is when you look behind that momentum, you can find some really interesting stories. And look, this is just a small, relatively small stock, $150 million. It doesn't get it into the all ordinary. So without probably this process of momentum scanning the market, it'd be really hard to identify. You just wouldn't find it amongst the 2,000 odd stocks on the market. You might, but look, it's quite difficult.
Bit hard to find, yeah.
It is. So that's the great thing about momentum, and that's how these ideas catch my eye. Like the momentum is sort of like the flashing light which says, look at me, and then you go and you look, and you go, are you worth looking at? And you pull it apart, you have a look at what's driving it and go, well, actually, there's not much of a story here. Or in this case, wow, this is a good story. It's good. This is a good one to sort of like pick up. So yeah, that's how it caught my attention.
And you also like the fact that the co-founders are still major shareholders.
Yeah, I always like to see co-founders and management on the share register, particularly with these small to mid-sized companies. And you know, nothing says that you believe in a company more than having your own money invested. And in fact, I'm actually a little bit wary when I see a company which seems to be doing well, it seems to have a good story, but management aren't investors, like, well, why aren't you invested? What am I missing? So having the co-founders on board, having the management on board, that's a big tick for me. I'm more comfortable buying into a story when I know that, yeah, the guys behind the company have skin in the game.
Can you give us a quick explanation of momentum then?
Yeah, so momentum is essentially it's a prevailing direction in a company's share price. And another name for momentum is the trend. So you'd hear people talk about maybe trend following. That's what momentum basically is. And so the trend is essentially the path of least resistance. It doesn't guarantee that you're going to make money, but what it can do, it can help identify interesting ideas, but it can also put the money in your favor because you're trading in this path of least resistance. And what I like to think of momentum as, I like to think of it as opportunity's calling card. And that's because, you know, it's drawing my attention to situations. And like we were saying, when you look behind that momentum, you can find some really interesting stories. And particularly so in the small to mid caps, where there's so many small to mid cap companies which offer really good opportunities, but you often only hear about them when they make the news because they've done something really good. And by that stage, their share price is probably a whole lot higher. So the idea is you use momentum to find them, hopefully at an earlier stage of their growth cycle. And you just look at the top performing stocks each year. And the one thing they all have in common is that they've had upward momentum in their share price over the year. And this is what helps them stand out and helps you get involved before, you know, you read about them in last year's top performers list. So look, momentum, it's not the holy grail. A stock can quickly lose momentum and fall in price, but that's where you use risk management techniques. And overall, if you can identify good opportunities, you can use risk management to manage that risk. Momentum's the best way I know to put the odds in your favor and find those stocks you otherwise wouldn't come across any time, you know, in their really good in their growth cycle.
So with this particular company, KSS, are there any risks that you can see?
Look, as always, everyone's got market risk when you invest in the stock market. That's one of the unavoidable facts of being an investor. And there's also company risk. So that's where the management has a plan, but perhaps they don't execute on that plan as well as they could have, or something happens. You know, the SpaceX stopped taking satellites into orbit, or the price becomes too high. You know, things which are out of the company's control can also affect these investments. But look, the thing is, you can manage all these risks with an exit strategy. But then apart from the exit strategy, it's also about spreading your risk. So I've got a stake in Klaus Space myself, but it only makes up about 1.5% of my portfolio's value. So if it doesn't work out, there's not really a great deal of downside. But if it does go on to double or triple its value, well, then it can make a meaningful contribution to the overall portfolio's result. So what I do is I'm building a portfolio of stocks, you know, like this one, and I don't know which ones are going to be a big hit and which ones won't work out. We only know that in hindsight. But by having a portfolio of stocks, I'm spreading my risk and I'm increasing the odds of getting several big wins. So whether it be Klaus Base or some other stock in the portfolio, it's about having exposure to, you know, fingers in many pies sort of thing, but also like keeping the risk of them not working, keeping it, you know, relatively low. And you know, this is what I want in an investment. I want this asymmetric risk. And by that, what that means is I want situations where my upside is significantly greater than my downside. And, you know, if you play those odds all day, you're probably going to do pretty well over time.
If listeners want to find out more information about Motion Trader and your techniques, how can they get in touch?
Look, the best way is to come over to the website, motiontrader.com.au, and I've got a good free 4-part training series for people who are interested in some of the sort of strategies I use to identify stocks and what I use for exit strategies. And look, there's also just some good general information about some of the interesting stock ideas which I'm seeing in the market, and hopefully give investors some ideas on what they might do with their capital.
Fantastic. Jason McIntosh, thanks very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Phil.
Shares for Beginners is for information and educational purposes only. It isn't financial advice, and you shouldn't buy or sell any investments based on what you've heard here. Any opinion or commentary is the view of the speaker only, not Shares for Beginners. This podcast doesn't replace professional advice regarding your personal financial needs, circumstances, or current situation.
And thank you for listening to my podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.